Again. It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kelly Thompson, the maestro, conductor of Symphony in the Valley, is here with us once again to talk about the Christmas show, titled, by the way, The Nutcracker Strikes Back. Ian Pasternak is a member of Symphony. He is, stay with me here, folks, he plays the bassoon, not yes. to be confused with someone who actually is, yeah.
Right, something okay. that rhymes with bassoon, yeah.
And for this show, Ian actually arranged one of the pieces that yeah. Symphony will be doing. So I imagine you probably, I mean, would you call yourself a virtuoso, Ian?
You no.
Know, no? Okay. So.
I would not.
How did you come to arrange this piece? First of all, what is it? It's a military piece, right?
Yeah. Second Suite in F by Gustav Holst is a very famous military band piece. It's one of the pieces I've been hoping to play for how long. However, I didn't really have access to it, so I just decided to arrange it for orchestra. Does that answer your question?
Sure. So what was the process? Did you start with the sheet music, the melody? I mean, how I've always been amazed at how people that know how to do that can do that.
Well, typically what you do is, at least this is for me, I go rehearsal marks at a time. For those who do not know what a rehearsal mark is, it's a mark in sheet music that makes it easier to rehearse. Anyways, like, they're typically mostly 16 bars apart for pieces like suites.
Okay, so this would be something like a section of the music that you will play over and over again until you get it right, and then you move on to the next section? Is that kind of what you're talking about with the
yeah.
rehearsal mark? Okay.
Yeah, that's a rehearsal mark. Anyways, yeah, I typically go rehearsal mark to rehearsal mark, and then I hear how it sounds, I do some final changes, then I move on to the next rehearsal mark.
Okay. How many different, I mean, did you write music for each section in the orchestra? So all the strings, all the woodwinds, all the brass?
Yes, I wrote for, well, a military band does not have any strings like violins, so I just pretty much added string parts, and due to the texture of the orchestra, I had to, like, bring some brass parts to wind parts and some wind parts to string parts, etc.
How old are you?
14.
14, so like a freshman or sophomore?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay. When I was in eighth grade, I would not be talking about the texture of the orchestra. Right. Nor would I be playing a bassoon, for that matter. But, yeah, pretty impressive. So have you always been interested in music and writing?
Actually, when I first started music in fifth grade, I hated it.
Really? Have you always played the bassoon?
No, I actually played percussion. I went to tuba, and then I went to alto clarinet, and then I went to French horn, went to bassoon, then went to oboe, then went back to bassoon. It's kind of a long story. But.
Interesting. So percussion wasn't your thing. Most of us say, all those notes get complicated. Let's just play percussion.
There are some notes.
Yeah, that's true.
Percussion.
That's
true. Percussion is not as easy as it looks. Or should I say sounds?
Yeah. Tell that to somebody that's not a drummer. Mm-hmm. all the drummer jokes always are, the punchline is something along the lines of, what size sticks do you use? Anyway. So bassoon, talk a little bit more about your instrument, Ian. It's, is it a woodwind instrument?
Yeah, the bassoon is a woodwind instrument that is a double reed. Not to confuse it with a single reed like a clarinet or saxophone. Double reed is two pieces of cane strapped together instead of one piece of cane on a mouthpiece.
Okay. And but you still have to, you need to keep them moist while you're playing and that kind of thing. So both of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both very similar.
Does that make it more complicated to prepare when you're getting ready to play the bassoon? Or
double reeds are quite a bit harder to prepare than single reeds.
Interesting.
Like, you typically cannot use your saliva like in a single reed, like clarinet or saxophone.
Really? So you have to keep them like in a jar of water or something like that?
However,
fascinating.
Some people, like me, sometimes whenever you don't have a container, you typically just use your saliva. It still works, but just not as well.
Right. It's maybe not as uniform.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kelly, the future looks pretty bright, I would say, for Symphony with young people like Ian.
Yeah,
that's
great.
You know, I know that you've worked with the guy in Grand Junction that's arranged a lot of the pieces for you. So
Now, Clark Galt.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to Clark, you've got some other options.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I've had a couple other symphony members that have mentioned, hey, I write music too. And so Ian doesn't just arrange, he's written some original works too that somewhere down the line, I'm sure we'll end up doing some of those.
That's awesome. So, that's really cool. Again, Symphony in the Valley presents The Nutcracker Strikes Back. You can get information at sitv.org. Three shows, actually, for this one. You've got the Newcastle show at New Hope Church on Friday, December 6th, then at the Ute Theater in Rifle on Saturday, December 7th, during Hometown Holiday again.
Right. Right, yeah, and that one's just the Nutcracker portion of the show. We've got, you know, two halves of the show. The first half is symphony only, and then the second half is Nutcracker with dancers. But we're only doing that Saturday night as a free event as part of the Hometown Holiday.
And then on Friday, I'm sorry, and then on Sunday, December 8th at the Ute Theater, you've got the full performance.
Exactly, yeah.
Including the Nutcracker Strikes Back. So I'm guessing from this that you're probably going to be doing some pieces from the Nutcracker. I want to say it's a pretty long.
Yeah, we're not doing the entire Nutcracker. That would be, you know, a couple hours by itself.
Right.
But we've got some local dancers again this year from Artaluma as well as from Glenwood Springs High School, and they will be dancing several of the dances from the Nutcracker in the second half of the show or the Saturday night show. That's the only thing that we're doing. And then the first half of the show is, that's where the Strikes Back part comes from. We will, because there's supposedly the final Star Wars coming out here in December, we thought we'd kind of incorporate that in. So we'll do the main title from Star Wars to kick off the concert and then go into some traditional Christmas stuff and then end up with the Nutcrackers.
Are you going to start with the voiceover as well, you know, reading on the screen as, you know, a long time ago in a place far, far away?
Probably not, but, you know, we did think about doing something like that on the screen, but, you know, who knows? We'll see.
Okay. Well, you've still got a little time. You might be able to figure it out. How many with Symphony will be performing? Again, around 50 this time?
Yeah, the Symphony size is between 50 and 60. The Nutcracker will be a somewhat smaller orchestra, just one to a part with the winds. And then, of course, the full string section.
And then how many dancers total?
You know, I don't know that number at this point. Okay. But I know we've got three from Glenwood Springs and probably several from Artaluma that will be here.
So. Okay. And you collaborate a lot with other organizations. I know you collaborated with the choirs on the last show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that is it more practical? Or are you trying to get, you know, parents that want to see their kids dance or hear them sing? Or is it more of a truly musical collaboration kind of thing where, you know, if you're a musician, you want to bring other artists and give them a chance to perform?
Yeah, it was just that I didn't have enough spare time, so I thought that I'd add something else. No, it's...
organize something else.
Yeah, exactly. No, but seriously, we enjoy working with other groups that... both, you know, choral and dancers. Last year was the first time in several years that we had done the Nutcracker. We'd done it, gosh, I can't remember how long ago. I was in the trumpet section the last time we did it, and when Glenwood Springs still had the old high school and the old auditorium. So that's, you know, going back a ways.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long dancers before last year. And then we did basically, you know, the same thing last year that we're doing this year, just kind of selections from the Nutcracker with...
I was going to say, Ian dancers. May not have even been alive.
He was not, I'm sure, yeah.
No, I was born in 2005, so no.
Yeah, so that's... And I'm pretty sure that that's when the high school opened in Glenwood, when the new one did. Wow.
I don't know. So, yeah,
it's been a long time. How long have you been a member of the symphony, Ian?
I started to interact with them during July of 2018.
So about a year and a half?
Yeah, but I actually started to play in February of this year.
Okay. It's so interesting because, you know, you said you didn't really like playing instruments, and then...
I have no clue what happened.
Here you are, and you're playing the bassoon, and you're a member of the symphony. So would that make Ian the youngest, or one of the youngest anyway?
I think he may be the youngest this time around. I do have one other that contacted me that I think is going to come tonight and just sit in, and I'm not sure the age of that young lady. But
so. Oh, fantastic. And that's kind of what it's all about. Yeah. You know, it is a community organization, so anybody from the community that would like to come and perform, you give them the opportunity to play a little bit with you and then see if it sounds like it's going to work out. We don't talk a lot about that. There are probably a lot of members of the community that might be interested in checking out becoming a member. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Again, the Nutcracker Strikes Back, the Symphony in the Valley Christmas show this year at New Hope Church in Newcastle, Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. and at the Ute Theater and Rifle on Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m., so a matinee, then just the Nutcracker portion during hometown holiday, or after hometown holiday, I guess you might say, on Saturday, December 7th at 8 p.m. That show, by the way, is entirely free on Saturday the 7th. Otherwise, for the Sunday matinee and for the Friday night show at New Hope in Newcastle, it's $17 for adults, $12 for students and seniors, or $20 and $15 at the door. There's also a family rate, so if folks want to bring the whole family, two adults, mom, dad, and minor kids, they can show up. Plus, another cool thing, again, the idea is to get young people interested in performing as well. So music students are free. Mm-hmm. So if you know the name of your music teacher, you can get in for free at the door. Take a quick break and come back and visit a little bit more with Ian and Kelly in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Symphony in the Valley's winter Christmas performance, The Nutcracker Strikes Back. Love the poster, by the way. Someone had a little fun with Photoshop on this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Kelly Thompson is the conductor for, what's it been, 5, 6 years now?
Five, yeah. This is, I guess, coming up on my sixth season. So.
I actually got it right for once. Normally, I either way over or undershoot. Ian Pasternak is a bassoon player with Symphony in the Valley. How many bassoons do you have in the symphony?
Well, you know, that's kind of a surprising thing because we struggled for quite a while with, you know, even finding one. And then we found one and she's been with us for several years now. And then
I joined.
All of a sudden, now we're up to three. And believe it or not, I just had an email the other day from a fourth. So who knows?
It's because that guy on the radio explode. Kept talking about being such a bassoon. You know?
No. All right, well, I guess I'm doing oboe now.
Well, we already have two of those.
Describe the sound of a bassoon. What kind of sound does it make?
How am I supposed to describe that?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a bassoon. So well, that it's would make kind sense. Of a, yeah.
It sounds like an instrument. Let's just end it right there.
It's a low, you know, it's one of the lower woodwind instruments. I guess the easiest way probably to remind people of what it is if they've heard Peter and the Wolf, it's the grandpa. It's the grumpy grandpa that, ba-dum, ba-dum, that sound way down low.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah.
All right. That works.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories, songs, by the way, from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Used to love that. I had, Ian will not get this, but I had the book and I had the 45 to go with the book, mm-hmm. where they would read the story and then you would flip the pages as you went through the story. Good times. Good times.
Now yep, I'm too young.
Yeah. Now it's YouTube. And
right. Yeah, exactly. I bet you could. Actually, I wonder if you could find the same thing on YouTube in this day and age.
Imagine you can.
I bet somebody has it somewhere anyway. So talk a little bit more about, we talked about the Nutcracker, which you brought back last year. So you'll be doing some pieces from the Nutcracker. And again, you're doing the Star Wars theme as well, kind of in honor of, we think, the last Star Wars movie. Hopefully, Symphony doing this theme from Star Wars has less drama than what I've heard about the movie.
Right, yeah. So it was just kind of fun, tongue-in-cheek. This was the second time we've done the Nutcracker, or the second year in a row that we've done it. So I thought, well, what was the second Star Wars movie? The Empire Strikes Back. So we stuck it together, and we came up with the Nutcracker Strikes
Makes
Back.
Makes sense.
So.
other pieces in this show?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a lot of Christmas music. We're going to do Joy to the World, Once in Royal David City. We've got a Canadian Brass Christmas, which includes, it's just a medley of Ding Dong Merrily on High, I Saw Three Ships, the Huron Carol, and Here We Come A-Wassailing. And it's kind of done in the style of the Canadian Brass. It was written with some of their arrangements, basically. So it's very brassy. Obviously.
Sounds like my kind of music.
And then we'll do Sleigh Ride, which, I mean, you kind of have to always bring that one back. It's been a couple years since we did it, but Sleigh Ride is, yeah, with the whip and everything, yeah.
That's my favorite part of that song.
And the funny
thing,
why
I love that.
Last week in rehearsal, they forgot to bring the whip out, and so I was hearing it from the percussion closet, so it was apparently a very long whip last week. But
Were they, you'd like get an app on their cell phone or something like that?
You could. No, it's actually a long, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can do it with just two pieces of wood that slap together, or some of them have a spring on them, and you actually do the kind of the whip motion with your hand, and the two pieces of wood just whack together at the very end.
So it's wood. It's not actual leather.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, to get that much noise out of actual leather, you might, you know, be endangering the strings in the front row. So, and everyone in between.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we might have a surprise, too, at the very end of the first half of the show. So, kind of a mashup of a couple things that Sousa meets Jingle Bells, we'll say. How's that?
Oh, very, very cool. Very. I love mashups. Mashups and medleys are, you know, a couple of my favorite things. As long as they've got brass in there, and I will be a happy member of the audience.
Right.
No singers for this show this
time
around.
No, not this year. No, dancers is the collaboration this time. We've actually, the last two concerts, done with singers, so... doing something a little different. And, you know, you mentioned collaborations. It's just kind of fun to bring our audiences together. The dancers have their audiences. We have ours. And just helps sure. grow the arts here in the Valley. Sure. And the more we can do, the better.
Speaking of growing, you mentioned that Ian is one of the newer members of Symphony. And you'll actually, I'm not sure if audition is the term you would use, but you'll have a young lady that's checking out Symphony tonight that will be practicing with you. For anybody else that's listening right now, what are the requirements to be a member of Symphony?
So they should just run to our website, sitv.org, and there's a contact us page. Just fill that out and let me know that you're interested in what you play. At this point, you know, we probably, unless we had a serious need in a section, we probably wouldn't let anybody join right now for this concert. But, you know, let somebody come and sit in a rehearsal, that's fine. And
because
then,
you've been practicing,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would be a little tough to just show up and
yeah.
Perform.
Again, unless yeah. if we had a true need in a section, we might bend that rule. But otherwise, probably leave it as is, other than allowing them to come visit. Then, you know, we'll just kind of go from there and see how it goes. And
the next show is in the spring, right? In
February.
February.
Mm-hmm. End of February.
which is, will it be Symphony Swing again?
Yep, or, this is our Symphony Swing.
Mm-hmm. Thank the annual Symphony Swing, which I always look forward to.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I guess it's kind of like joining any other club. Come show up, see how you fit in, see how everybody gets along with you, what kind of talents you have.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular needs right now that you're looking that you think you might need in 2020?
Well, with pretty much all orchestras around, community orchestras, strings, pretty much always just looking for more violins, violas, cellos, bass. If you play one of those, we absolutely would love to have you come join the orchestra. And, you know, there are some other needs here and there, too.
Gotcha.
That's always the main thing.
The website is sitv.org. The Nutcracker strikes back on Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at New Hope Church. Like how I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Then in Rifle at the Ute Theater, 2 p.m. Sunday, December 8th. That's the full Nutcracker Strikes Back show. Those are the paid shows. Then the free show, Saturday, December 7th, 8 p.m. at the Ute Theater. Again, that's the Nutcracker portion only.
Right.
With the dancers, though, of course. Again, if you want to get tickets, details at sitv.org. Again, those tickets are $17 for adults, $12 students and seniors. They are $3 more at the door, and for the family, two adults and minor kids, it's $48 in advance or $55 at the door. And again, music students are free.
Yeah.
A little meet and greet for the music students before or after the show, Kelly? Or
you know, if they're interested, absolutely. They could come back and say hello and talk to the other instrumentalists and you know, from what they play. So that'd be great.
We'll take one final break, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, talking with the maestro Leopold. Remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Sure.
Kelly Thompson from Symphony in the Valley. Ian Pasternak is a bassoon player and the arranger of one of the pieces that you'll see during the Nutcracker Strikes Back the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and during the 6th and the 8th, because obviously the 7th is just the Nutcracker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a military piece, was only written for like a military band, so mostly brass and percussion probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
along with woodwinds.
With some woodwinds, okay. So you kind of flushed it out, you might say. What did you say? You changed the texture a little bit to a more symphonic texture.
Yeah, it's like places where brass get the melody. In the military band piece, the winds have the melody, so.
All right. And again, I find it so interesting. When you started playing music, it was something you did probably because your parents wanted you to. Yeah. But now you love it, and you're playing the bassoon, and you're a multi-instrumentalist as well. So if you had to pick up the oboe because something happened.
I do play oboe.
In the symphony, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't play oboe in the symphony.
Right. But if you had to, you could if you wanted to. So, Kelly, earlier you said you had a story that you were going to tell us about.
I did. So Second Suite was something that I'd been wanting to do for quite a while. And when, after a rehearsal, a couple of weeks before we started rehearsing for this concert, was on the trip back with, Van Merritt, the librarian and, principal clarinet player for the orchestra. And we, at the last concert, we had done a very folksy piece, and I'm drawing a blank. What did we do the last concert?
It's English Folk Song Suite by Ralph Vaughan Williams.
Yeah, there you go. English Folk Song Suite. I knew it was something like that.
Young people can always remember details like that because their brain isn't full of, you know, what do I have to do for the rest of the day? What deadlines do I have to meet? How am I going to pay all the bills?
Exactly. So that's why.
I remember when I had that problem.
I even said folk song and I couldn't get to English Folk Song Suite. But anyway, that is what we did. And it's Ralph Vaughan Williams, and that was really a fun piece. And like I say, on the trip home after a rehearsal, I said to Van, you know, the other thing I'd really love to do is Holst's suites for band. He's got a first suite in E flat and a second suite in F. And I said that to Van. And it truly was maybe 2 days later, I got an email from Ian saying, hey, I've been arranging second suite in F for orchestra. What do you think? And he sent me just a little sample of it. And I looked at it and listened to it and just said, you won't believe this, but we were just talking about the car ride home, that nobody has ever arranged it for full orchestra. And here we go. So this will be a world premiere.
As someone once told me, you know, you have to be careful what you put out there because you may actually, you know. Yeah.
But this is it's such a beautiful piece. It ends with green sleeves kind of melded in there, and which is very good at Christmas time because it's the right. what child is this as well.
Right,
so,
right.
But it's just so beautiful. It sounds very Christmassy, even though it wasn't written for that. So.
If I were to ask the two of you to give me an example of the melody, you think either one of you could do that?
I have a recording saved, but that's it.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just thinking, you know, it's a really popular one, but the problem with classical music is you may recognize the melody, but you may not recognize the name or the composer. You know?
So if you're... I mean, Holst, obviously, he's written a lot of very famous stuff, The Planets probably being his most famous. You know, I mean, I would imagine people have heard it. It just kind of starts off, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum, ya-ba-ba-ba-bum, da-ba-ba-ba-bum, bum-bum-bum-bum, ba-da-dum, bum-bum-bum-ba-dum, ya-ba-ba-ba-bum. And like I say, it's very, very march-like at the very beginning, and then there's a beautiful slow movement, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Movements.
About how long is it?
I want to say around 12 minutes.
12 minutes, yeah, that's probably about right.
Wow, and you arrange the whole thing.
Yeah.
For the orchestra. That's really pretty cool. So what do you think, Kelly? I mean, you know a lot more about arranging and music than I do. You think we may be hearing Ian Pasternak's name in 20 or so years?
That's very possible, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. On the national level, I mean, like mm-hmm. in the news.
That's very possible.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No? No? What, 14, you probably have some kind of idea what you'd like to do. Mm-hmm. Like college and after, what's on your mind?
Being a musician. I don't really know why, but I love music.
Well, it seems like you've got the talent for it, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, and you know, when I first listened to it, it's got a very different feel to it for full orchestra. Mm. People will basically just transcribe. They'll take the band arrangement and then just grab, you know, one part that somebody plays and move it down to the strings. Ian actually kind of really thought about how it's going to blend together and how it's going to sound and what if we did this. And it's different, but it's a beautiful arrangement. I really like it.
He thought about the texture.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
I've been thinking about this arrangement for... I want to say since July, actually.
Hmm.
So
wow. Yeah. See, Kelly and I could have been thinking about it since July, and we'd maybe have one treble clef drawn on the paper, but no actual notes on the on the manuscript.
Well, and we'd probably be using the paper. He's going to use a computer. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? So you use a computer? I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have awful handwriting, so if I were to do a manuscript, nobody could read it.
Interesting.
So,
like I say, it makes perfect sense. I'm sure that there's all kinds of software for mm-hmm. doing that sort of thing. Okay, once again, showing my ignorance, or maybe how long it's been since I actually tried to play anything. Maybe that's more what it is. Again, the website is sitv.org, stands for Symphony in the Valley. You can learn more about the Nutcracker Strikes back there. I'm sure, as with any show, you do have a number of sponsors you'd like to recognize.
So on the poster anyway, we've got Garfield County, Bank of Colorado, and the New Youth Theater Society. They've all been very good to us over the years.
And if anybody would like to be a sponsor for a future show, just use the contact page at the website.
Yeah, and there's even a sponsor us link on the page too, where cool. You can donate right there if you want to do a small amount right online or even a big amount. Right?
Again, that website is sitv.org. The Nutcracker Strikes Back on Sunday, December 8th and Friday, December 6th. The Sunday show at the Ute Theater in Rifle. That's a matinee at 2 o'clock. Then the Friday show at New Hope Church in Newcastle. Then on Saturday the 7th, just the Nutcracker portion with the dancers at 8 o'clock. That show is free for the Friday and Sunday shows. $17 for adults, $17 in advance for adults, $20 at the door. Students and seniors are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Then for the whole family, it's $48 in advance or $55 at the door. That family is two adults and minor kids. And remember, music students are free as long as you know the name of your music teacher.
Yeah, and
Kelly knows them all, by the way, so no getting anything past him.
Right. So, and I might also point out that the Saturday night show, even though it's free, tickets are online, so I would really recommend that you get them.
So it is a ticketed show, they're just free.
They're just free, yeah, because otherwise we'd end up turning people away. Now there may be some extras at the door that if you don't manage to get yours online, but definitely I would recommend you get them early.
Thank you for mentioning that. So tickets, make sure you get your tickets even though they are free for the Saturday show. Again, that's due to space.
Right.
So you'll actually be setting up on the floor and the dancers will be on the stage.
Yes, right? Just like last year.
Okay. Again, that website is sitv.org. Anything from either one of you? Ian?
Nope, not anything.
How long you think it'll be before Kelly is playing the trumpet again and you're conducting?
Well, we might just let him do that sometime. You don't know.
How about I conduct second screen F?
There you go.
We'll talk.
Should have thought twice before you brought him along. All right. All the best. Looking forward to another great show from Symphony. Again, the website is sitv.org. The Nutcracker Strikes Back, Friday, December 6th and Sunday, December 8th. And again, that free show at the Ute, but still need to get tickets, though, on Saturday, December 7th.
Yep.
All which, incidentally, is your usual sound guy's birthday, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Right?
Happy birthday, sound guy.
Have a great day. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.